Ladies and gentlemen, a friend of mine, I love this boy right here, Mr. Terry Crews.
Terry Crews.
Yes, good morning. Morning.
Good morning. I love you guys. What's up, Steve?
What's up, boy? Man.
Oh, man. Dude, I'm so happy for all your success, man.
Man, I'm happy for yours, man. I'm happy for you. Man, we just happy for each other. I'm happy for your wife.
Yes.
Your family. Man.
Oh, God is blessing, brother, all the time. I'm telling you, man. I cannot hardly believe my life.
No, man, you're doing it right, man. You're doing it right. I mean, look, man, I think the first time I met you was at a commercial.
Yes. I remember that. The chicken sandwich commercial. I remember that.
It was a Burger King, I think it was, a chicken sandwich commercial. He was an extra.
Really?
Yeah,
look,
man.
Look at him now.
Really?
Making extra.
Yeah. I don't despise humble beginnings, brother. My whole thing was just to, you know, get out there and start. You know, leaving the NFL, it was wild because you got to really humble yourself because you may be at the, you know, when you leave the league and you go out in the real life, you got to start all over. And that was the transition. And I had to learn that my first job out the NFL was sweeping floors. My wife was like, look, man, that football stuff is done. Everybody, you know, basically worshiping the ground you walk on is over, and we got to start all over. And she kind of woke me up, like, look, man, you got to do anything you got to do to make it happen, you know? And I realized that, man. Once it hit me, and once I realized that I could do that, and I would do that, and I would do anything in order to make it for my family, all of a sudden things just started happening. Every time I took an opportunity, it just went from one thing to the next to the next. And I turn around and I'm in this spot right now. You know what I'm
saying?
Well,
you know, man, you weren't afraid to reinvent yourself. So many of us get stuck on what we wanted. I want to. You can't play football all your life.
Right.
So at one point in time, you got to make the adjustment and you got to reinvent yourself. I can't stand on stage, tell jokes till I'm 80. So let me get out now, start thinking of something else, man. But this movie, Draft Day, hits up. Tell us a little bit about the movie, Crews.
Well, it's all about basically, you know, it's the first movie ever endorsed by the NFL. And it really tells all about the inner workings of what goes on. I mean, there's so much drama behind this thing, man, because you're talking about these kids are 18 years old, and they're about to get picked for the team that they've been basically wanting to be on since they was four. You know what I mean? And they're about to go from $500 a month to almost $500 million.
Wow.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Overnight.
Yeah.
And then you're talking about the fact that I was not interested in doing NFL propaganda because I was a part of the whole thing. And I didn't want it to be, you know, people be talking about the magic of NFL and the magic of the football. I'm like, look, man, when you get hit in the mouth, it ain't magical. You know what I mean? The whole thing is people are commodities in the NFL. You are bought and traded.
That's what I mean?
Anytime somebody gets drafted, somebody else got to go. You know what I mean? A lot of people just see it's the hype. But also the thing about the draft is that it's like a movie trailer for the NFL. It's the hype machine. But the thing is, it don't really matter until you start playing the game. Like, whoever you draft, whoever was ever, you know, they could talk about all day how great this guy is. And so they put him out on the field. It don't mean nothing.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Crews. Hey, man, let me ask you this right here. So the NFL is just the first time they back in the movie. What side of the draft are we going to see in this movie?
Oh, this is all front office. None of this stuff takes place on the field. And that's what's so kind of cool about this movie because it's so much stuff that goes on with the general managers and all. And Kevin Costner plays the general manager of the Cleveland Browns. And I play a guy who was an ex-star on the Browns, but now my son is about to get drafted. This is played by Arian Foster, the real NFL All-Pro.
Really?
This dude is legit. And he's a great actor, by the way. He humbled himself and became a wonderful actor. But it's really just about all the inner workings, all the drama that goes on, man. And believe you me, I don't know, a lot of people remember Brad Pitt and Moneyball, but this is the NFL's Moneyball. This is what
stuff
that goes on.
That's really cool. Then Cleveland Browns, I got to relive all the losses. Jesus Christ. I was sitting there going, not the Browns. I saw the Browns uniform and everything. But now, this is going to do stadiums, real team. everything, man. Does it take you back to your playing days, man?
Bruh, first of all, I got drafted in the 11th round. They don't even have 11 rounds now, okay? They only go to 8. Then I got drafted by the Los Angeles Rams. They don't have the Los Angeles Rams.
That's right. That's right.
So this was the thing, man. We actually filmed at the NFL draft. And let me tell you, man, I never got to go. Like, I was at home. I had a barbecue waiting. And just sitting there. The party happened, and the party left. Everybody, like, my uncle was like, Negro, I thought you was going to get drafted. You know, and I was like, you know what I mean? And, you know, everybody waiting. Everybody's counting their money and all that stuff. I'm like, hey, man, I don't know. But to be there in New York, in the NFL draft, dude, I had, like, post-traumatic stress disorder. I went all the way back to 1991. And I said, man, this is what I've missed.
Yeah.
And now I'm here. I'm like, God is good.
Yeah,
I'm
man.
Put it on film.
Hey, man, you back with money. Come on now. They ain't got a draft you. You doing a movie about it. Hey, y'all, it goes in theaters this weekend starting tomorrow.
Yes.
It's called Draft Day. Our man Terry Crews is in it. Kevin Costner's in it. It's backed by the NFL. It's a special movie. Dion in it.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no, this got to be good. Yeah. I didn't even know that, man. Uh-huh. Dion Sanders, all that. Hey, man, we're going to show out for you. Hey, Terry Crews, we thank you, man. Keep doing what you're doing, boy.
Yes, sir.
We love you.
Love you,
man. Hey, man, tell the wife I said hello.
Rebecca, hey.
I will.
Yes.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.